The Western Huddle for everything AFL, featuring the biggest names in WA and all the breaking news.
Big goal for the West Coast Eagles.
92.9 Triple M Perth.
Grand final week here in Perth. The sun is out, 27 degrees today, 40. Hello.
It doesn't get bigger on the Western Huddle than the grand final week, does it?
Oh, yeah. It's been a big week here in Perth.
Your voice doesn't sound as husky as mine. Am I working harder or am I just working? You're working smarter.
Let's start with the big story of the week.
What is it?
So the Brownlow Medal, which was on Sunday night.
Good night, that Brownlow.
It was a big night, wasn't it?
Sat next to you all night.
Yeah, we had the table right behind the Port Adelaide players. Support. I was basically next to Ken Hinckley, me and him just touching arms.
Initially, I thought actually not a great spot to have the table at the Brownlow because Port, they're not that big a club of Brownlow night. And then it became very apparent this is the best seat in town.
Did you find it awkward that they put the Fremantle
Dockers
with Port Adelaide?
It was really weird. So it was Ken Hinckley, J-Lo on the same table. I think it was the Port, not
Dale
the president,
Alcock.
But Dale Alcock and some of the Port officials. That was a weird table. That was really weird, actually. So I thought that.
They had all up the tables. So some of the people are facing towards the stage on the table.
Mm.
The other people are facing the opposite way. But they had screens up. So what was awkward for me was I was looking at the stage. And on that table was Justin Longmuir.
And his missus.
He was looking at me, but he wasn't looking at me. He was looking at the screen behind me.
Because I thought I was copping eyeballs from his missus saying, who are you? Why is this bloke here? But she was actually just looking at the screen. It was daggers, wasn't it?
It felt weird. So first off, congrats to Ollie Wines.
What a night.
And thanks to the 66-1 that might have been floating around.
Oh, did you get on early? Did you good? Well done.
Might have had a little bit on. So that was a very enjoyable
evening.
Happy days, Tommy. Happy days. But the big story to come out.
Yeah.
Now, I've had a few people ask me about this. Is the story about how you stole Ollie Wines' place card?
An opportunistic moment for me at the Brownlow. Very opportunistic.
Well, it blew up, didn't it? Because on 10 News, somehow you made an appearance about this bloody stolen place card.
Gone too far.
And one attendee at the dinner is also having to cash in on the win by selling his name badge from last night.
I spotted Ken Hinckley talking to Ollie Wines, so I pounced. If Ollie Wines wants it back, it's all yours. Other than that, highest bidder.
The going price is $8,000 on Facebook, but so far only a carton of beer has been offered up.
This is A-grade material, this is.
So do you want the full story of how this happened?
Yeah, tell the listeners, because I have some idea.
So there was a fair bit of Peroni courage in me, so to say. It got to the end of the night, and we are very close to where Ollie Wines was sitting. Myself, you, and...
Sean, the button pusher.
I noticed that his table was stood up, and they were very distracted, saying, well done, Ollie, mate, you're a good man. And I realised in front of all of us, you know, I had a personalised place card. Said Andrew Fordham, you had one, Tommy Atkinson. So I thought, well, Ollie Wines will have one. And, you know, what would be a good sort of, what's something here that you could maybe souvenir
and sell
without without making it too obvious? So I thought at one stage, maybe I'll grab his fork. I thought maybe I could even get his half-eaten bread roll that was there. But then I realised, hang on, no, I'll go for the thing that's probably worth the least. It could be worth more than 1 cent. It's just got a bit of printing on it. So, as he was talking to Ken Hinckley, dead set, I snuck up behind him, got my left hand out, and just yoink, grabbed it, just like that. But it was getting away, so I had to sort of creep away, and then I was in the clear. And then someone goes to me, oi, where have you been? And I said, well, you know where I've been? It was a friendly foe. Pulled out of my pocket, whoosh. Ollie Wines' table place card, the Brownlow Medalist for 2021, the first ever in Port's history. This thing is going to be worth an arm and a leg. And they said, get out of here, mate. You can't steal that and still be in the room. So I quickly made my exit, jumped on Facebook Marketplace.
Straight away.
$8,000. I thought some bloke will want it. The only issue is... The only offer I've actually had is $200 and a carton.
Oh, really?
This bloke called Monty. He wants it. So I think he's the clubhouse leader at the moment. Someone else offered me $10.
Monty, I'll print you one for $50. I'll make it look the same.
No, don't do that, mate. This is myself.
When you showed it to me on the night, I was filming you and Sean being pissed idiots, and you just pulled it out, and you're so happy with yourself. And I was like, where the fuck did you get that from?
Yeah.
Just the thought process that goes behind your mind at some point when you're like, okay, so he's won that.
Yeah.
How am I going to be able to benefit from Ollie Wines' victory? I'm going to go and get that. Have you had any
what
phone calls from the AFL?
No, I was
from many important people.
I had a phone call from the West, and I thought, oh, gee, I woke up a little here.
To do a story?
Yeah, so they did a story on it.
Oh, wait, hold up. Are you in the West as well?
I'm in the West.
Oh, this is
not in the paper form. They put it just online. I don't think it quite made the
edition. Yeah, but that's the real paper these days.
Yeah, you're spot on. So I'm in there as well, but I thought, oh, gee, I hope I haven't gone too far. I wasn't, you know, I was an official invitee, so I don't want to, you know, I don't want to rock the boat. Too much. So it blew up way too much than it should. But I knew anyone out there that half wants to get a story in the media, all you've got to do is find something obscure, put it available to the public, and then ramp the price up to definitely what it's not it's worth. So
yes.
I knew that $8,000 would cause a stir.
Yeah.
$10, well, who gives two hoots?
Yeah, it's like when someone's trying to sell a chicken treat sign on Facebook for $1.2 million.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it becomes a story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's the formula. And
it's almost like you've been working in breakfast radio for a while and you know what'll make noise.
But I have said this throughout, and each time I've been quoted, if Ollie Wines does that on that back for any reason, he can have it.
That is a way that you have worked out so you don't sound like someone that's stolen their stuff. It's like you're delivering a shit sandwich. You're like, oh, I'll put the bit at the front saying, yeah. You know, I didn't steal it. But if Ollie wants it back, you know, that's very good from you.
Yeah.
That is PR. That's like Max Markson kind of PR stuff
right there. Oh, don't label me like that, mate.
No, well done. Three votes.
Just quickly, though, any interesting conversations you saw happening at the Brownlow off script, off record that you could maybe reveal? I saw one and I'll tell you.
No, I just saw that Embers was late.
Yeah, Embers was late.
So I rang him about 10 to 5 and I was like, are you here?
Or his brother.
I'm standing at the front of Cottesloe waiting to get picked up.
Oh.
He
was hosting a table.
Hosting a table. He might have just rocked up right on time.
Gee,
and I think him and Baz were neck and neck for the first person out.
Well, Baz was curiously sat next to Hutchie and Kane Corn. So that would have been an interesting discussion. I'd love to have been a fly on the wall there. The other one I noticed, Nat Fyfe and Mark McGowan, Premier McGowan, they had a good 10-minute chat.
Well, I actually got
a photo of those two. Should probably post that somewhere.
So Cuzzy was the most in-demand person.
Definitely, by a country mile.
I got a great photo with him and Embers.
You did, actually.
Beautiful. It's got my shadow in the background. Oh. But as that was happening, I saw about four or five people walk up to him. He was talking to some heavy hitter, and all the people, Cuz, can I have a photo? And he was very polite and said, just a moment, I'm doing something else. But then I walked past again, McGowan and Cuz, one-on-one for a good 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I almost went and got the snap.
Well, I did.
Of Cousin McGowan.
Oh, sorry. Cousin McGowan.
Yeah, Cousin McGowan.
No, I got the Fife of McGowan. Nah, that would have been...
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you, mate?
I just didn't feel right.
I just pretended I was filming the stage, and that's how I got my one.
Anyway, we're going for time. The Brownlow was a great night. Congratulations, Ollie Wines. Really good to be there. And, of course, in Perth, everything is heating up. So if you're in WA, you know that there is stuff going on everywhere, which is great to see. So we've got Footy Place. That's in Forest Chase. Baz has renamed.
Looks good, doesn't it, Footy
renamed
Place?
Renamed that Footy Place. So lots of footy players are there at lunchtime. You can win tickets. So it'll be like a live stage. A Friday, open training. So
you going to go?
No, I'm working, but 10:30 Melbourne Demons open training at
Free
Optus.
Tickets, you just got to get them?
Just got to get them. They're available now. And then 12 o'clock Western Bulldogs open training.
You know what? It's the Bailey Smith training session. There'll be a million girls there.
Is Bailey the...
Bailey Smith, Baz Lenker, you know.
Yeah. Is he the number one he's the property best, for the females at the moment?
He's the best looking bloke in town.
Is he?
Yeah, and... not only do the blokes love them, the girls love them.
Okay. And that works out well because, of course, Brekkie will be at the Canfield before that broadcasting.
Yeah, we'll be around.
And then Rush Hour, we're doing a live show with the man himself with Cuz.
Oh.
So about 1 o'clock that'll start. So you can go to the open training.
Friday's a big day.
And then come straight across to the Canfield for free and see Cuz. So Ember's cousin Xavier. Yeah. We might have to make this. I'm not sure if we can make it PG, but there'll be some good stories told that day.
Yeah, they will. They will.
It'll be dynamite. So that's Friday.
Can't miss that one.
And then Saturday, we're out the front for about a bloody 5 hour OB. That'll be good as well.
Ah, good.
So massive day. It's all happening. And the weather, it might be 30 tomorrow, I think.
It's hot. And it's heating up, and I like it.
I think at 25
it's the way we like it in West
for grand final day. So lots going on, lots of cashies going around. Tell you what, people will be making a lot of money.
Could you just explain to the average punter what a cashie is for a footballer out there that's not playing in the game?
So it depends who you are, but I had to try and book a couple of people this week for an event on the Saturday for somebody.
Right.
And four figures going right. Couldn't get them.
Right.
All booked out.
Right.
So some of them make anywhere from 1500 to 5 grand, depending who you are.
So there's a corporate
per appearance
for a former player or a current player.
Yep.
that they want to be able to use their name to sell tickets to their event.
Yeah, so scale depending what player you are, mm-hmm. where you rate, and how desperate the company is. Like a North Melbourne, they've got a big lunch on.
Yep.
They'll need 10 footy talent to do panel shows, right?
Okay.
And they have to pay them. So some people go, like some players will just do the one and they'll stay there all day.
Okay, who would be your five-star footballer that would get the upper end of money?
Hodgie's in town.
Yeah, true. Well, he's a three-time Norm Smith medalist, isn't he? Oh, no, two-time.
I reckon some of the so the Gary Lyons kind of the players that have middle some cred. Nah, he'd be top tier at the moment.
Top tier again, yeah. Middle tier then. Who's middle tier?
I reckon Embers is high-end middle, him and Zave high-end middle tier high-end because middle they tier. Are media performers, mm-hmm. well-known, can mm-hmm. talk and can tell stories.
Yep.
I reckon top tier is still Fifey, Nick Nat, those yep. two. I reckon it would drop after that. I reckon, yeah.
You'll do cashies?
No, I reckon he's AFL kind of approved.
And then, okay, low tier, then but still
your,
a tier.
Your kind of Leckers and your, Leckers, you know, Adam Quinton Simpson, Lynch. Longmuir. They're a tier down, probably, yep. you know, Adam Hunter, those guys floating around getting the scraps.
Would Pav be lower tier or higher
He'd
tier?
He'd be higher tier, probably. Higher tier. Yeah.
Because he's got some good stories?
Yeah. So the really sharp operators, mm. they book multiple things.
Mm.
So like 9 o'clock, Camfield, 10 o'clock, Crown. 11 o'clock, Hyatt, mm. 12 o'clock, Perth Arena, 1 o'clock, back to Crown. And they do little 20-minute spots.
It's unbelievable.
And they just ching, ching, ching.
Okay, back to this one. High-end tier.
Yeah.
What would that bloke earn on grand final day or grand final week? What would he earn for grand final week? Top end.
I reckon top end could be making north of 20.
Yeah, you're kidding.
Yeah.
20 grand.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of functions on. Yeah, they run all throughout the week. So, and good on them. Make as much money as you can. Someone's got to make it. All the more power to you.
Yeah. Do you earn much during that week?
No, not for me. I'm working, mate. I'm on salary, so yeah. I slave away. So,
okay.
Yeah. And also, never played footy 40, so I don't have any cred.
No, you don't. So you've got cred booking these blokes, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Now, the other people that make money, the MCs. So Skeeter.
Yeah. Oof, oof. You could do that.
Yeah, but Skeeter's just doing all the lunches. He's out and about. Just,
King of the lunches, Skeeter.
He's a very sharp operator, is Skeeter. Okay, enough about that.
Yep.
Grand final, let's go quickly. Of course, Saturday, let's go your tip and your Norm Smith.
Right, well, I can give it to you right now. It's mm-hmm. the Doggies and it Ooh. Is Bailey Smith. Back to that bloke. He is a high-end performer in what is obviously the biggest game in town.
Yeah.
He's the sort of player that will he will turn it like that. He's proven out this final series who he is, I feel. And don't forget, he's quite recognisable. You know, when you get him, you notice if he could have 15, it would look like 25. So I feel like just on personality and performance alone, Bailey Smith for Norm. Doggies by 3 points. What will get the Doggies across the line is if they can actually use their skills and weave in and out through that Demons back line.
So for the Dogs to win, they need their mid/half forwards to kick a lot of goals because
mm-hmm.
they've got Norton and that's about it. And he doesn't kick bags. He kicks one or two. So they need Bailey Smith, Mitch Hannon, Bont, those kind of guys to kick a couple each.
But don't forget, Norton's the sort of guy that could jag four and
he just
also
can't
win
kick
the
straight. That's his problem.
Well, when he marks him close enough to goal, he can
He's
kick him straight.
He's a super footballer. Like I almost probably be in my top five most watchable AFL players.
You on the Doggies then?
No, I'm on Melbourne. And my reason... Let's just go back to your Norm Smith. My problem with that is that if Bailey Smith kicks, the only way the Bulldogs win, if Bailey Smith kicks four, I reckon Bont's going to have 30 and two.
Yeah.
I think if he doesn't absolutely star, they don't win.
Right.
So I think Bailey Smith 4 and 15, Bont 30 and two.
Mm.
That's my only concern.
Mm-hmm.
But if Bont doesn't kick a goal, gets 30 and Bailey kicks four, probably not a bad price for touch
on Bailey
Smith.
You haven't spoken about Cody Waitman here. He's a bloke that will be inserted into the team and is a proven goal kicker.
So he's another one of those small forwards that has to kick a couple each.
Mm.
They probably need to get to minimum 12, maybe 14 goals.
Mm.
So you need a few of those guys to kick a couple of goals and kind of help them out.
So if it's Melbourne, who's your Norm Smith pick?
I'm going Max Gawn.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I just think he's rucking against nothing. I think Big Steph Martin's probably a bit hurt and kind of run down. I can see Maxie on the back of the prelim going out and getting 50 hit outs, 20 touches, kicking two.
Mm.
And they can't separate Petrarca and Oliver. And Big Max, who stands out, big personality, he's a bigger price than those two as well. So I'll probably be having something on that.
Can I throw in a Smokey?
Yeah.
Salem. If the D's to get up.
Nah.
Bit of Salem stuff.
We don't want to see a halfback winning it, do we?
Oh, well, they can.
Yeah, I know. We saw Johannesson win it, didn't we?
It's a smoky. If he's got a good price to him, yeah, jump on if you gamble responsibly.
Okay, let's just quickly touch on this, of course. Triple M calling the game, and the news this week, Dens. So it'll be Dens' last game.
That is big news. Did you know that?
I've known for a while.
Okay.
I'll give the podcast a little bit of an exclusive here.
Right.
I've worked with Den for 6 years doing footy.
Yeah.
Known him for a bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're quite close, you two, aren't you?
Yeah. And so I had a feeling this all throughout the year. I just had my spider senses told me this might be his last year. And he came in to do a thing for breakfast 5 weeks ago. And on my desk after he left was one of his books. He's got these Centimeter Perfect books.
Great book. Quite small, that book, isn't it?
And in it, he wrote, "To Tom, thanks for looking after me over the past 6 years. Forever grateful, Dennis."
Right.
And I'm like, oh, how good's that? And I thought about it. I'm like, I think this is his resignation.
Because he doesn't do that usually post no, you know, the grand final.
But that's the kind of guy he is. He went out of his way to bring that book in, to sign it, knowing I would appreciate it, leave it on my desk as his way of saying, I'm done, but I don't want the fanfare. That was part of the deal to Den to call this game. He's such a humble bloke. He had all the fanfare when he retired from TV.
Yeah.
He doesn't want bells and whistles,
no,
tribute packages, 4,000 interviews, all that kind of stuff. He just wants to finish and go into retirement and enjoy his life after football. So, I know he listens. So, yeah. Den, I love you. You're a superstar. Yeah, he's
the greatest to ever do it, isn't he?
Whatever you can think of as what your hero will be like, Dennis is that times 10.
Mm.
So, I can't, yeah. Such a nice guy. I'll tell you off air some other stuff he's done for me, but he's done a lot for me in work.
Yeah.
He's just absolute superstar. The greatest to ever be.
I've only been out of work for him for one AFL season.
Yeah.
With Triple M Breakfast and a brilliant operator. And that's I expected that because you only become Dennis Cometti by doing what he's done over such a long period of time.
Everyone who's worked with him would have stories. The other one,
greatest professional.
Yeah. He used to come and do breakfast every week. And when he would leave, he'd ring me and say, just who's that other person that was in there? What's the girl's name on reception?
Yeah.
He'd write it down.
Good on names.
Similar to Baz. When he comes into the station, he needs to know everybody's name because he wants to address them by their name and show them the respect. And he's like, hey, Ella, how are you going? Thanks for buzzing me in this morning.
Mm.
And for like people that don't know him, like, oh, Jesus Christ, Dennis remembered my name.
Yeah.
That's the kind of bloke he is. So, if you're near a radio or an app, listen, sync it up to your TV, listen to Dan for the final time. So it's going to be a big day.
And he always signs off on a text with a DC.
Okay. So this is what will happen. I'm predicting it now.
Okay.
At the end of the game, Dan normally doesn't like to call the last bit because he wants to let Lockie shine because he's all about let's let Lockie. He's the one with the future career. And Lockie's a great caller.
Mm.
Let him call the last bit of the game. Now, we'll be trying to deflect to Dan to call for the last time the final winner.
Mm.
I'd be surprised if Dan doesn't just say, I'm not doing it.
Right.
And makes Lockie do it.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't even want the final word.
Nah, I reckon he'd want Lockie to have it.
Jeez, he's good, isn't he, Den?
Yeah. Anyway, so it's going to be a big day. Tune in. And before we go, let's finish up with this.
Unproven footy theories.
Oh, I forgot to put the fader on. Let's do it.
Unproven footy theories.
Okay, I got one for you.
Yeah, sure.
Grand final date, no post-grand final concert.
What?
There'll be no concert after the grand final.
Surely there's something.
No.
Well, what have you heard?
Well, I've seen the press release and I've spoken to a couple of people about all the entertainment. So here you go. If you're going to the game, 4:22 is when the entertainment starts.
Good intel there. And is it? Who's leading us off? Is it?
I'm not sure who's playing first, but there'll be John Butler,
Bad Boy, whatever his name is.
Baker Boy. He'll be there. I think Abby May, the Waifs, a bit of Eskies.
Good.
They'll do old mate from Men at Work.
But the silence is deafening.
From America. He's a live feed from America.
Oh, cool.
I hope he plays that. I can get no sleep.
Yeah, that's you've done that pretty well. Hey, so after the siren, that's it. No, you don't know. Bundles onto the ground.
My theory is, so previously they have a concert on the ground. Like in 20, we saw Jacques Riewoldt.
Yeah, I was there for that.
2018, Jimmy Barnes played. I was there for.
He was good.
But I think the timing doesn't work for them.
Right.
So I'm thinking the concert would have to be somewhere around 10:30.
It works for us.
But it's TV orientated. Yeah, too late in Melbourne. And I don't think Optus is going to want people hanging around till midnight at Optus.
They're missing a trick if they don't.
Yeah.
So they are missing a trick.
Well, they haven't announced anything. We're a few days out, so I just don't think there'll be anything. Shame, though. I would love to have seen the Eskies back out there banging out some tunes and people on the ground. So, look, it might change, but my mail is it won't be happening.
Right. Well, can I bring you my unproven footy theory? Yeah. And there's a little bit of proof to it.
Okay.
Only because I witnessed it at the Brownlow.
This involved me?
No.
Oh, thank God.
It's a big name Adelaide Crow speaking to an up-and-coming Fremantle footballer. I'll say that Fremantle footballer's name was Caleb Sarong, but I won't mention who the Crow was, but a very big name in the Crow circles.
Rory Laird.
All I'll say is he overheard him saying,
Paul Seedsman.
I still have 2 years to go, but I'm a free agent and I'll be looking around.
Okay. So you're basically saying that Rory Laird's going to join Fremantle?
No.
Is that what you said?
No, it's not what I'm saying. You can guess who you think that Crows player might be.
Well, who was there? So the Seed was there?
Yeah, there was all sorts of
Rory
players
Laird
there.
Was there, I'm pretty sure.
Rory Laird was there.
Was Ben Keyes?
Oh, I don't know.
No, he was in Brisbane.
No, well, there was a bunch of them there.
Okay.
So I couldn't, my ears pricked up when I heard that.
Okay.
They really did, actually. So exciting for Fremantle, if that's.
Just check big footy rumours. You didn't steal it from there, did you?
Tommy, we're better than that.
We are better than that. All right, so that wraps us up. Huge Western huddle.
Huge.
We'll come back next week and wrap up the grand final.
We'll
give
finish
people
that
more
off.
Content. Yeah. And
the trades just all start up. We'll
trade week,
off.
Mate. If you want to hear ridiculous rumours about trades, this is the place to be. I love them. I'll be making them up. I'll be saying I got contacts like everyone does.
Well, I won't be, Tommy.
Now, I'm a big fan of the fake rumours. No fake trades.
Right.
So I'm like, I'll give you Nick Nat and Jack Darling, and you give me Nat 5, Caleb Sarong and Andy Brayshaw. Who hangs up the phone first? That kind of stuff. Love it.
Well, I'll bring you the real stuff. Because I hear it.
You hear it in the toilets, don't you? Just lurking around at the... congrats on your local footy club one as well.
Yeah, good on the Collegians boys. The Mighty Colts had a big win. 6 points. Hard fought. They did it. Beat uni. Stuff them. Had a good night.
And you know what sums up 40? He wore his medal to the Brownlow.
Became a wanker,
Jesus. All right, that wraps us up. We'll see you next week. Hope you enjoyed the Western Huddle.